A pocket of abolitionism in the 1850s on this moment of Indiana history. During the decade leading up to the Civil War, many Hoosiers supported the Free Soil Movement to keep slavery out of new territories, such as Kansas and Nebraska. Others also opposed slavery as an institution, believing that it degraded labor and the ideals of a free nation. Most Hoosiers, however, shared the prejudicial notion that African Americans were inferior to whites and that dire consequences would result from emancipation. For 1 year, from June 1854 to June 1855, however, the Fort Wayne Standard provided editorial support for the abolition of slavery, along with free soil politics and the temperance movement. The paper was started by Daniel Burroughs, a New England-born pastor who originally came to Fort Wayne in 1848 to serve the city's First Baptist Church. Burroughs' co-editors included future Congressman Charles Case and Isaac Julian, brother of abolitionist politician George Washington Julian. The Standard set about to educate its readers with stories on runaway slaves, the conditions they had escaped, and the brutality of the slave catchers who pursued them. The editors also detailed the many restrictions and indignities imposed on free blacks who lived in Indiana, and they covered trials of Underground Railroad supporters who had been arrested under the Fugitive Slave Act. After the paper folded, co-editors Charles Case and Isaac Julian continued through the Civil War to champion abolition and the preservation of the Union. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the IU Department of History.